T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
It's Melanie Taylor. Good Sunday morning to you. This is Odyssey Radio, and we call it Sunday Magazine. I'm honored this morning to be joined by somebody that I've talked to a few times, but maybe new to you. I'm talking this morning with Mr. Keith Young. Good morning, Keith.
Good morning, Melanie. How are you?
Good. We have a lot to cover, and I'm sure we could talk for hours and hours, but we're up against the clock this morning, but we're going to get all of the specifics out of the way. Keith is the chairman of A Call to Care, but the sponsor of Mission of Mercy, and we're going to be talking about that today. Big event coming up in October, the 21st through the 23rd at the Pittsburgh Convention Center. But first and foremost, Keith, give everybody just a little quick background on you and what you're doing and your title.
Sure. I've been the chairman of Mission of Mercy Pittsburgh, A Call to Care, for 4 years. This will be our fourth year of doing Mission of Mercy. We, of course, missed last year because of the pandemic, which right. I'll talk a little bit about later, because that has really increased the need. But we'll go into that a little bit later. So we've been doing the event since 2017. And over that time period, we've increased the number of volunteers and the number of patients we've treated each year. It's very interesting. In 2019, we treated 1,348 patients in 2 days, which is a large number of folks. And we had over 1,200 volunteers to do that. The reason and the focus why we do this is because there's one, such a critical need in Western Pennsylvania for good dental care for folks that don't have access to insurance, that don't have access to dental care, could be homeless, could be working a job, but the insurance just doesn't cover it. And with that, people make decisions around, do I have to go get my dental care done, or do I feed the kids, or do I pay the rent? And we're there to fill that dental need for folks that can't get the dental care that they need. And we've been doing this with, there are other missions of mercy across the country. I actually think there's about 30 of them.
Okay.
But what makes us different is that we do it annually in the same place. Back in 2016, Mission of Mercy of Pennsylvania came to Pittsburgh, and they did an event, but they weren't coming back for 5 or 6 years. And so Dr. Dan Patush and Michael Zamias said, we need to do something about this and make sure that we are getting good quality dental care to these folks every year. And they know that it's coming, hopefully in the same place each year. And so they needed somebody to kind of run this. So they asked me, and then put a team together to make this happen, a really strong team with folks like Sandy Booty and Joe Wolf from James. And we have been pulling this together each year since then.
This is amazing. Mission of Mercy, it is back this year. Yes, of course, last year, like Keith mentioned, because of COVID, it didn't happen. It's October 26th and 23rd. We're going to be really, really giving those dates throughout this whole interview to you. It's at the David L. Lawrence Convention Center. Free dental services, like Keith just mentioned, no insurance requirements. Doors are going to be opening at 6 a.m. The clinic starts at 7 a.m. Hopefully, one or two people, we've already piqued their interest listening early this Sunday morning to this interview already. I'm going to give the website throughout the interview. I was telling Keith off the air too, it is very easy. mompgh.org. So Mission of Mercy, that's of course what it stands for, PGH. So mompgh.org. This is Melanie Taylor. It's Odyssey Radio, and this is Sunday Magazine. All right, so let's just get right into it, Keith. Tell everybody what is needed, what they can do, and how they can be involved in this.
Absolutely. And so the event is the 21st of October through the 23rd. The 21st is actually our setup day,
okay,
which we do need volunteers for because we got a lot to set up. It's a 100-chair clinic.
Wow.
And to set up 100 dental chairs and operatories, which are all of the instruments they use and all that kind of stuff. So it's we need people to help with setup because it's a 100-chair clinic, which we set up all the chairs and the operatories, which are all of the instruments that go along with it. Mm-hmm. You have to run lines and water lines and all different types of things. Plus, we have all different other areas to set up. So setup day is a great day if you like to volunteer. In fairness, though, the days where you'll get probably the most out of are the clinic days, and that's the 22nd and 23rd of October, where folks will be coming in to have the dental care that they need. As Melanie mentioned, we open the doors at 6 and the first procedures at 7. We usually go till about 4 o'clock on each day. And we actually, and just to give you a little bit of the scope, in 2019, we did almost 6,600 procedures.
Oh,
in those
my.
2 days.
6,600 procedures in 2019.
Yeah, that's a lot of procedures. And the other interesting number is that it's actually a little scary, is we pulled over 6,700 teeth.
So, oh my gosh.
That's a lot. That's a lot.
Yeah.
And you got to remember, Melanie, that folks that are coming in for the event haven't ever seen a dentist, may not have seen a dentist in 4 or 5 years.
No.
So it's really dental care that is drastically needed by folks. And that's why it's such an important mission and why it's so important to have it this year. Because last year we didn't have it, and there were people that fell off of that economic cliff.
Sure.
Last year. Lost jobs, lost insurance. So we think there's going to be more. We missed a year. We think there's going to be more. But I actually have a couple of interesting statistics to share of what happened with dental care during the pandemic. But 6 million American adults lost their dental insurance due to COVID. So that's a lot of folks.
Oh, my gosh.
And 28 million American adults delayed their dental care because of the pandemic.
Okay.
And of those American adults, the 6 million, 65% of them actually have symptoms linked to oral disease.
Mm.
So you can tell just from those statistics, the need is even far greater this year as we go into the event.
We're talking this morning, Keith Young, chairman of A Call to Care, the sponsor of Mission of Mercy Pittsburgh, which is happening October 21st through the 23rd, the David L. Lawrence Convention Center. The website is very easy, mompgh.org, mompgh.org. You mentioned, Keith, that procedures, 6,600 procedures were done in 2019. Right. Somebody's listening this morning and they're please help me. This is me. This is a family member. This is a friend of mine. We need this free dental service, but I don't know if this procedure would be done. Talk about a little bit about the procedures that will be done those days.
Most everything, actually. I mean, other than real complex dental care work, but we do cleanings, we do extractions, we do fillings, we do root canals, and we also do even partial dentures, because we have a lab that's set up there that we can actually make the dentures for folks. So it's all of those procedures are done. You actually go through, get x-rays too, and those x-rays are yours to keep,
wow,
which we like, because you can take those with you and go, hopefully, for follow-up care, mm-hmm, which is a good thing. We encourage that for everyone to make sure that they do that, so they get those x-rays done there too. So it's a pretty comprehensive process that we go through to help treat people.
I can imagine. Now, I'm looking at Compassionately Be Sponsored By. I love the notes that you gave me. And I see that UPMC Health Plan's on here, the Oakledge Foundation, Highmark Foundation, and Teletracking are on here. So they've been big supporters, correct, Keith?
They really have. All of them have been good. UPMC has really stepped up to the plate this year. Not only are they a financial donor, but their in-kind donations this year have been tremendous, not only from supplies, elimination of the human waste that we have to get rid of, you know, because you're doing a dental clinic.
Sure.
They're also helping us with advertising this year. It's really been great. And then Oak Ridge Foundation actually is Michael Zamias's personal foundation. And he has donated significant dollars to Call to Care and Mission of Mercy. And then, of course, Highmark is a great financial supporter of ours, as is UPMC Health Plan. So we can't do this without them. We have a variety of other sponsors, though, that help us too, that get at different levels, and Mylan being one, and we've got Petragallo Law Firm, which is another. So there is a variety of folks that are really coming to the table, because Melanie, what we think this is becoming is a community event, this annual community event that mm-hmm. brings people together in Pittsburgh. It's not only large corporations that help us, it's the fact that we get almost 1,400 volunteers, that we have 1,350 patients. When you're pulling those kinds of people together, that makes the event. And media such as yourself and television and other radio is picking this up. So mm-hmm. we're really hoping this becomes like not only the care people need, but a celebration of Pittsburgh and what we do. This is in our roots in Pittsburgh. I grew up here. I just think it's part of what we are. That's why, to me, it's such a powerful community event.
True. Before I get into a very, I think, important question this year for Mission of Mercy, I want to reintroduce you. Of course, we're talking with Keith Young, chairman of Call to Care and sponsor of Mission of Mercy Pittsburgh. The event is October 21st through the 23rd at the David L. Lawrence Convention Center. This is Melanie Taylor with Odyssey Radio, Sunday Magazine. The website's mompgh.org, mompgh.org. And I'm very honored. Part of the Odyssey Radio group is Bubba Show, and I'm on with Bubba in the mornings on 100.7 Star. And I very rarely talk about that during the Sunday magazine shows, but this year Bubba and I are honored to actually be taking our show live on October 22nd to the David L. Lawrence Convention Center. And we've wanted to see this in action for the past couple of years, and now we got the fourth year. We're honored, Keith, to be involved with that Friday.
Well, I can't tell you how much we appreciate your support. You guys have helped us really get the message out there, help us get volunteers. And the fact that you're going to be on site is very exciting to us. It truly is, because, again, that's going to drive more of that community feel. You're going to be broadcasting directly yep. from the convention center, which is just a wonderful thing. And to your point, I think hopefully you guys will be impressed. In fact, we do a video of the event each year, and our theme this year for the video is the power of being there. Because unless you are actually there,
you can't get it, huh?
You can't understand the magnitude of hundreds of people being worked on, volunteers going all over the place, feeding volunteers, doing x-rays all at the same time, doing dental triage, medical triage. It's a big thing. And, you know, we have two full halls, 80,000 square feet in the convention center. So that power of being there. And so folks listening, if you really want to do a volunteer event, that one, you'll just see the power of it when you're there, but it's very tangible. It's something that you'll see the impact of your volunteer effort immediately, because you'll be with the patients when they walk out with gauze in their mouth, the smiles on their face, the solving of problems for them.
Right.
It's really being a tangible event like this. So I would highly recommend that you sign up. And Dennis, we need about another 50 dentists.
Okay.
I hope that you would now, again, hopefully we'll be moving more towards that over the next couple of weeks.
Sure.
But if you're a dentist that wants to help out, it'll be a great experience for you. We have about 125 already signed up. I'd love about another 50.
That sounds amazing. And it's free dental service, no insurance requirements. All right. My question is COVID. And I think that's what, you know, we want to address here, at least just give it a couple of minutes. So how are you handling? Now, I know the answer, but I'd like you to tell our audience this morning how you're handling COVID precautions this year.
Absolutely. Probably the most important question this year. It is the safety of our patients and our volunteers is of utmost critical nature. Mm-hmm. That is at the top of our list. As we went through looking at this, we really said we have to make this happen because of the need, because if it doesn't, it's a tragedy. So what we did was we pulled together what we think are a very strong set of protocols to ensure that we have the event. First is we are really recommending people get their vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know this is airing on October 10th. You probably won't have time to have the vaccine by then. or after that, because unless you do the Johnson & Johnson. So if you can do the Johnson & Johnson, go for it.
Do it.
Because we really would prefer, again, this is for your safety and for our volunteer safety. So we really would love you to have that vaccine. There are numbers on our website for UPMC and for Highmark that will allow you to find where their clinics are. There's clinics in a lot of neighborhoods around Pittsburgh. So you can find those numbers on our website. But that's the first thing. Then if you don't have a vaccine, what will happen is that we will do a 15-minute rapid test for you on site that we pay for. So if you do not have the vaccine, you'll come get in line. We'll swab you, take the test. If you are negative, you're going in for your treatment. If you're positive, of course, we're not going to be allowed to put you in. But that said, we will give you some information on other places that you can go to get your dental care done.
That's really great to know. And I think that's a question everybody wanted to know. Plus, you want the safety of all of the volunteers. You want the safety of the 125 dentists that you already have signed up to. Of course, they want to help, but they also, you know, safety is the first reason of why we're talking today about how we want this to still, still happen.
A couple other quick things, though, is we are going to give N95 masks to everybody, too. So these are the highest level masks.
Right.
And so everybody will have those. This is also very interesting, and I didn't know this until we went into the process, but the convention center has a LEED certified state-of-the-art filtration system.
Wow.
So they're pumping in external air all the time. And so that for us was a real plus, because you want that air circulating and getting that natural air inside. So that was a really a big deal for us too, to make sure this happened.
That's wonderful to know. All right. So Keith, we're talking with Keith Young, the chairman of Call to Care and sponsor of Mission of Mercy this year. Mission of Mercy is happening October 21st through the 23rd at the David L. Lawrence Convention Center. Free dental services, no insurance requirements. This is for you if you're listening this morning or know somebody. And the website is mompgh.org. It's mompgh.org. What would you like everyone to know this morning, Keith? We have about 8 or 9 minutes left. Do you need volunteers? Are we still looking for dentists? What do you want everyone to know and maybe help about with this Mission of Mercy?
Yeah, probably a couple of things. One is just what you said. We need some more volunteers. We have about 1,050 volunteers right now. It'd be nice for another 150 or so if we could. And again, great experience. Guarantee it'll be a wonderful experience for you. Mm-hmm. And then for dentists, as mentioned previously, we need about 50 dentists. If you're listening and you want to be involved, really helping the community, please sign up. It's easy to do. Just go to the website, mompgh.org. There's a big volunteer button. Click on it, and it'll take you right through the process for you. So that's one. We do want people, which mentioned already, to get the vaccine if they can. If not, please still come. We'll hopefully get you in. The other thing that I would like to mention, Melanie, is that we do surveys of our patients each year, and we ask a lot of different questions and about them. But the one that I'm probably most proud of is that when we ask them to rank and rate things of what was the best part of their experience, the number one was we were treated with dignity and respect. That really means a lot, because we have a lot of volunteers and they're all different people, but they're coming in and they're all doing the same thing.
Right.
And really taking these people by the hand and loving these people and making sure that they get the care they want. That was really, really encouraging for me to see that.
Unbelievable. And if there's someone listening this morning, whether it be a business or somebody that just would love to donate some of their money and not necessarily they can't volunteer, is there a way that they can do that still too, Keith?
There sure is. And you just go right onto the website, same one, mompgh.org. And there's a big donate button. Please do that. We have had, as we're getting more well-known, we do have individuals donating now, which would be great if companies want to. Actually, you can get in contact with me. You can go through, there's a website or an email address on the website, and the person who gets that will get to me. But I do the company donations, but we would love that. And so either way, individual or company, absolutely, please think about donating. takes money. It does take a fair amount of money to make this work. I'll be honest.
I can't imagine it. You shared with me, of course, our listeners don't know this, but you shared with me a little bit of a layout weeks and weeks ago when we had a meeting about it, like the layout of the David L. Lawrence Convention Center and then those spaces that you're going to be occupying. And I was overwhelmed at all of the space that is needed, and each, you know, because there was whole a triage area, then there's a whole eating area, and then there's a whole waiting area. It's a lot of space. There's a lot of time and effort that goes into this.
There really is. And this year we're also partnered with UPMC that we're going to be doing flu and COVID shots for folks that want them, so we've got that set up. But your point is very good. You know, folks come in and got to be honest, people will wait 2, 3, 4 hours for treatment. It's folks literally in 2019, folks lined up outside at 10:30 the night before.
Wait.
And by 4:30 in the morning, there were 250 people in line. So
Oh my goodness. I think I remember you telling me about this and the certain radio stations here at Odyssey Radio. And I also think I saw it on the news too. So is it basically the first in line gets served first?
That is correct. It's first come, first serve.
Okay.
And there are no eligibility requirements. If you show up, you're going to get, of course, as long as you're physically capable, because we do medical triage first.
Okay.
We have to make sure that you're physically capable to do this. And there aren't many, but we do have had some that weren't able to do that. But and as long as you have your vaccine or get tested, we'll treat you.
Yeah.
You'll be in line for treatment.
Wow.
Now that again comes to capacity too. I mean, in 2019, we didn't turn anybody away. 2018, we did because we reached capacity. So people have to realize that as we get closer to the end of Saturday and Friday, if we have too many people,
Right. It's
just physically impossible to treat all. So keep that in mind.
Well, I'm thinking because of COVID shutting this down last year and your numbers that were out of 2019, you said what, 6,600 people were treated in 2019? Those were the numbers you gave me, I believe.
No, that was, we treated 1,348.
Okay. All right. So I like you said, with the people losing their dental insurance with COVID, this year's numbers could be staggering for you all. That's why you're looking for the extra dentists and the volunteers.
Yeah, they really could be. It could be a lot of folks. And actually, I hope
yeah.
we can. More dentists we have, the more we will be able to serve. And the more dentists that want to do, you know, double shifts. We actually do have several dentists. You got to think about this. They do 4 shifts. So that's all day Friday, all day Saturday. So they're on their feet for, you know, 9-10 hours. On concrete,
Ugh. Pulling
teeth, filling teeth, doing whatever. It's a labor of love for these folks to do this. And it's very powerful. And it's also interesting. And I was going to mention this earlier, but, and I forgot, but when you think about folks that are coming in that haven't seen a dentist ever, or haven't been to there in a long time, you know, Melanie, when you go to the dentist, there's probably a little trepidation anyhow,
sure,
right?
Sure, sure. I mean,
think about these folks coming into an 80,000 square foot building with thousands of people, dentists everywhere,
Right. And
waiting in line. There has to be some fear, some concern. And that's why we have what are called patient ambassadors. And these patient ambassadors stay with these people, help them through this, make them feel comfortable, you know, give them what they need. It takes a lot from those patient ambassadors to make sure people feel comfortable.
Sure. I can only imagine. We have just a couple of minutes left. Keith Young, chairman of Call to Care and sponsor of Mission of Mercy Pittsburgh, mompgh.org, mompgh.org, Mission of Mercy at the David L. Lawrence Convention Center this year, October 21st through the 23rd, October 2nd. October 22nd and October 23rd are the events there for you. It's literally free dentistry, no insurance requirements. And talk a little bit about when the doors open and how long those days are for everybody.
Sure. The doors will open at 6 o'clock.
Okay.
And we start first procedure at 7. We normally go to about 4:30 on Friday. We'll end the last procedure on Saturday somewhere around 3. So you'll have folks that'll still be having procedures done around 4, 4:15. But that you're going to probably see your last procedure started at 3 o'clock on the Saturday, because we actually have to do teardown. And if anybody out there wants to help with teardown, volunteer, that's always the shift we have the hardest time getting people for, because it's late Saturday afternoon, early Sunday or early Saturday night, and we need help.
Yeah. So they could go right to the website too if they're looking to volunteer that way too, Keith?
Absolutely. Just look for Teardown. That's what it's called.
All right. We have about a minute left. I want you to tell everybody that just maybe caught the last 6, 7, 8 minutes of this interview what Mission of Mercy is, exactly what it is.
Sure. Mission of Mercy Pittsburgh is a free dental clinic for the underserved, the homeless, people that don't have insurance, people that have lost insurance, people that have extremely high copays that can't afford it. It is to provide them with quality dental care that they can get once a year in Pittsburgh, because dental care is so critical, not only to your smile and how you eat and the pain that you have, but also to your physical health. Because if you don't have your teeth treated, there can be so many physical problems in addition to heart problems.
100%. And you're also, we've mentioned this too, of course, on Odyssey Radio, veterans, we're looking for you too.
Oh my goodness. Thank you. I hope I have a second to talk about. I forgot about that. We really want veterans to come. We actually, once you get inside the building, we will fast track you for your service, which we truly appreciate everything you have done for us. In fact, our advocate this year for veterans is Rocky Blyer. So if you're from Pittsburgh, you know who the heck Rocky Blyer is. He's done a video for us. He's going to be at the event. So vets, please sign up, get your dental care done. And Rocky will be there for part of the time. So, and if you can, when you're there, he's there. I'm sure he would love to meet you.
That sounds great. Well, Keith, once again, it's been nothing but a pure pleasure talking with you today. And I cannot wait to be a part of it and see you there this October for Mission of Mercy.
Melanie, thank you so much. This is wonderful and a true blessing for us to have you guys help us so much in promoting this event and our mission.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.